Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Eric from Tacoma is. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
According to the slogan, the best part of waking up is what in your cup?
Folder.
Correct. In which decade did the Berlin Wall fall?
The 90s.
No.
80s.
Correct. Bill Walton was famous for playing what sport?
Bill Walsh?
Walton.
Basketball.
Correct. Who was the lead singer of The Doors?
Jim Morrison.
Yes. The human body is mostly made up of four elements: hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and what?
Water.
No.
O2.
No.
Pass.
What late businessman said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do?
Steve Jobs.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the comedy Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
Yes. In which U.S. state was bourbon whiskey first produced?
Kentucky.
Yes. How many movies have Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling been in together?
Two.
No.
Three.
Three?
One.
Yes?
Is that the correct answer? I think you give it to him.
All right, I'm giving it to you, Eric. Which means you got 8 correct.
E-Rock.
That's right. E-Rock rocks.
E-Rock on the block.
Gosh, I have faith. I have faith.
Some good questions, though, Sarah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
According to the slogan, the best part of waking up is what in your cup?
Ah, Folgers.
Yes.
I don't know why I got so excited. Ah.
In which decade did the Berlin Wall fall?
I don't even remember the last time I had a Folgers or if I've ever had Folgers.
What?
We should get some.
Yeah, I have some at home.
80s?
Correct. Bill Walton was famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of The Doors?
Peace. Jim Morrison.
Correct.
May he rest in peace.
The human body is mostly made up of four elements: hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and what?
Water.
No.
Methane.
No.
Fun.
No. What late businessman said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do?
Oh, that would have to be Jenna Jameson. Steve Jobs?
Correct. Who plays the title character in the comedy Nacho Libre?
Jack Black.
Yes. In which U.S. state was bourbon whiskey first produced?
Tennessee.
No.
Oh. Kentucky.
Yes. How many movies have Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling been in together?
Two?
No.
Three?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which Asian country has the highest number of citizens over 65?
China.
No. And without getting that correct, you got 8 correct, which is another tie.
Oh, come
8-8.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
Nope, I'm not kidding. Wow.
I liked Eric's little shot of enthusiasm.
Woo!
Yeah. That's
right. You know, a tie is better than losing.
It is.
The human body is mostly made up of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and...
Men's room IPA.
Maybe your body.
Vodka.
Nitrogen.
Oh. Nitrogen.
Yes. And in which Asian country has the highest number of citizens over 65? It's Japan.
Mm.
Congratulations again on another tie.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, as I understand, you watched something recently that you wanted to, you know, get our reaction to.
Yeah, I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and he interviewed Governor Tim Walz. And while they were talking, they brought up the whole fact that he kind of coined the weird phrase. I mean, obviously, people have been calling each other weird forever. It's just been a term that everyone has used, but it's kind of become like a buzzword as of late. And he was kind of one of the first to start that. So Jimmy had a fun segment where he quizzed Tim on what he would think is weird or not weird.
Mm.
So I grabbed the audio and I want to see what you guys think, since we are the resident weirdos here, and figure out whether or not we think something is weird or not. So are you ready?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
You know what? I have a little quiz for you. Help us decide what is weird or what is not weird. Weird or not weird? Families wearing matching pajamas at Christmas time.
All right. Taryn.
Not weird.
Why do you sound so embarrassed about that?
Because I do it.
I also don't think it's weird. I think my wife thinks it's weird, because every time I suggest it, she conveniently forgets to make it happen. And anytime I bring up, I'll buy them, she's like, no, we're good. Just wear whatever. Danny, weird or not weird?
Not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
Actually, we were talking about getting matching Halloween pajamas this year, since I will be spending Halloween with Lily. And we're like so stoked about it.
I think it's because we don't observe Christmas. We just celebrate Halloween on December 25th.
Also true.
Sarah, I feel like she's gonna. I bet she does that with George.
Oh yes, more like I forced George.
I was gonna say, I bet he thinks it's weird.
He hates it.
I feel like him and my wife probably would agree on a lot of things.
Yes,
and that's one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, not weird.
Not weird.
No.
Wearing a shirt in the pool, weird or not weird?
All right.
Weird. Pop the top, baby.
I thought it was weird for the longest time, and I never put two and two together that for some people, like, they are battling like certain skin conditions or skin cancer or things along those lines, and they want to protect themselves to the utmost amount, so they wear them. I haven't done that since I was a kid, though, because I feel like it looks weird.
I mean, bodies are bodies. You know, obviously, if it's for a medical reason, do it. But bodies are bodies.
All right, Danny, weird or not weird?
Weird. I agree with Taryn 100% on that one.
Think it's weird?
I think it's weird, but
I had to
do it.
Is that why you don't want to do wet t-shirt contests with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I had to do it when I was in Cancun because I got really burnt bad the first day I was there.
So I saw the pictures of that.
My whole back was bright red, so I was that girl.
But didn't that hurt more because the shirt's like sticking to your skin?
No, it kind of felt nice.
Mm. Oh.
And you're trying not to get more burnt.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little second skin there.
All right, let's see what Tim said.
Not weird. I am who I am.
Apparently he does it.
People who ask you to take your shoes off in the house, is that weird or not weird?
Oh, I think this is the one where we're not going to agree.
I mean, I don't find that weird, but I am not a shoes off house. So if you come to my house, I will not ask you to take your shoes off.
I always feel so weird now because at our house, it's shoes off. And it wasn't my choice. I was just like, whatever, I don't care. If you take your shoes off, take your shoes off. But my wife is like a clean freak and she does the cleaning. So if that makes her happy, I'm in for it. But now when I go to somebody's house, I'm like taking my shoes off. Like, hey, what are you doing? You can keep your shoes on. I'm like, I don't know how to exist in this world with my shoes on in a house.
It's not weird.
Well, Danny wears his shoes, so I know his answer.
Yeah, it's totally weird when they ask you to take off your shoes.
Would you do it, though, if somebody asked you to?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Turn around, leave.
I don't like being in the house, though, with my shoes. Like, especially like in a stranger's house. I'm like, no, I don't want my shoes off. Like,
is it a fear that your feet stink?
No, my feet are immaculate.
Is it a fear that you're going to get tickled and you don't realize it?
No, it's just I don't like, I feel exposed.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, I think it's weird that they ask you to take your shoes off.
I feel like Sarah would cause a stink about it.
Yes, I would, especially if like I'm just wearing flip flops or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's on your floors. I don't want my bare feet to be on your nasty floors.
That's why I just keep booties. Those little disposable booties. I'm kidding.
Oh my god,
that would be so weird.
Just a little basket of them.
What did you say? Let's see.
No, not weird either.
Oh, okay, all right. Tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Sarah?
Ooh. I love tofurkey. Not weird at all. I have that stuff like every day, you guys.
Danny?
Totally weird. If you're gonna be vegetarian, you can't eat fake meat.
Why not?
Because I said.
What if you want something that's phallic shaped like a sausage? But you don't want to have actual meat?
Yeah. No. Nope.
I think it's weird.
Thank you.
As a plant-based weirdo, I think tofurkey is the worst. I think it's super weird.
You guys have not had what I have, okay? I will bring in some tofurkey so you guys can all try. They have so many different flavors now.
We're good.
Well, let's see what Tim had to say about that.
Oh, that's weird.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was recently on the Kelly Clarkson Show, and he was talking about the fact that a song by Jelly Roll called Only helped him through a pretty difficult period of depression.
What moved me is, what if the darkness inside of me has finally taken my soul? What if the angels in heaven were sent to take me home? Would they fight through the demons that I have in my life? Lord, I'm believing. Eventually, I see the light. And that really moved me and touched me. And then we got in contact with each other, and I told him what it meant to me. And we didn't know each other. We'd become really good friends, and that's my boy. And I love that guy, and I'm very, very proud of him. Because, you think, I love when good things happen to really good human beings,
mm-hmm.
and he's one of them.
Especially, to turn it around.
That had to be such a trip for Jelly Roll. I mean, all of a sudden, you're like, The Rock wants to talk to you about one of your songs. And then you find out that it actually helped him. Like an average person, I bet he's still... You touch that your music can impact somebody. But then it's like, oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's also been impacted by this.
That's got to be a career high, for sure.
That's up there, I'd imagine. I don't know any Jelly Roll songs. Only the ones whenever we talk. I don't listen. I've never listened to a single Jelly Roll song.
Ever?
No.
He's got a couple bangers.
Except for the times that we've talked about it. Oh, that's it.
Oh, he's got a couple really good ones. And when we saw him in concert, he was awesome because he brings together rock, hip-hop, country. It's pretty cool.
You saw him at the Showbox, right?
Yeah, Showbox Soto, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And now he's doing like Climate Pledge. And
he'll
probably,
a big deal.
Next go-around, he'll probably be doing T-Mobile Park or something along those lines. He keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that wasn't the only song that impacted The Rock. And he told Kelly about a couple of other songs. So I thought I could play you The Rock reading the lyrics and not say the song, and you can guess what song it is.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was another one on the Kelly Clarkson Show where The Rock was talking about the impact of this song.
And Kelly, another song that really hit me had these lyrics. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times. Oh, Danny boy, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
All right, Tara, what do you think?
The poetry of Chumbawamba.
And that's definitely The Rock. That wasn't like a fake version of The
Rock.
No,
that wasn't.
It was definitely The Rock.
It was definitely The Rock. All right, how about you, Sarah? Let's see if you could guess on this one.
Kelly, that's not it. I really find great inspiration from lyrics of some true, deep-thinking songwriters. These lyrics also struck a nerve for me. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a nitty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah.
Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboy has tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny.
So,
is that Sir Mix-a-Lot, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And then, obviously, this is really The Rock talking about this to Kelly Clarkson. One more for you, Danny.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Kelly. There is one more. I know this is crazy, but The Rock was really moved by this song too. Honestly saved my life after my divorce. Here are the lyrics. Hey, I think about the day my girlie ran away with my pay when fellas came to play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she f***ed, and I'm just a sucker with a lump in my throat like a chump. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie and stick it up your, yeah.
What do you think, Danny?
And also, Significant Other is the best album by Limp Bizkit ever, and that is Nookie.
Thank you, The Rock. It is weird, though, hearing him during that interview. Like, he sounds like robot rock.
He does. They're getting good.
Or he just sounds more robotic.
He's getting worse.
Yeah, right. And his movie did not do very good.
That's what they said. It did not kind of reach the expectations that were out there.
I think it made like 40 or 50 million, but the budget of it was like 280 million. The red one.
Oh,
My favorite, though, is that before the movie was even released, they were calling it an instant classic. I'm like, how can you call it an instant classic if no one's even seen it yet?
Who called it an instant classic? The Rock?
It was like in the
trailer. And his agent? The Rock says instant classic.
I don't think you get to make that determination right now.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever had your car stolen? And where did it end up? 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this because car thefts in Washington State have reportedly dropped significantly this year.
Which, I gotta say, I was shocked when I saw that stat.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, like, because you just hear these stories of cars being stolen all the time, that, oh man, it's gotta be bad here.
This year, 24,000 vehicles stolen so far, but that is a 30% decrease from last year.
All right, way to go, Washington.
We're going the right way. Have That's you ever had nice. Your car stolen, and where did it end up? 206-803-ROCK. Matthew in Monroe, you have had your car stolen. Where was it found?
In Idaho.
What?
Was it stolen here?
Yep. In Monroe.
And what kind of shape was the car? Was it a total loss, or were you able to just get it back and use it again?
No, it was a total loss. I was able to drive it back, but only because it was wintertime. He blew the head gaskets in it, so it would overheat real quick. It was a Subaru, of course, but I was able to drive it back here and then just get rid of it, total it.
I wonder what their plan was. Do you think they were trying to go as far as possible, and then that they just kind of blew, and they're like, ah, screw it. I guess we're going to get some potatoes in Idaho.
It was. He got out of jail in Mount Vernon and made his way south to here in 2 days and then found my car and got it and was heading for, I believe, Wisconsin, and they caught him in Idaho.
See, my follow-up question would be like, why the hell are you going to Wisconsin?
Jeff from Tacoma, tell us about your car theft story.
Yeah, well, I had a 70 Chevy pickup truck, and I was a painter at an auto body shop. And anyways, I go out to lunch to go get in my truck and get my lunch, and my truck's gone. And so later on, the cops had found it, and they found it. It was next to a scrapyard or junkyard. In Puyallup, which is where I worked. Anyways, in the back of that truck was also a motor for my another car that I had. And anyway, so they not only took my truck, but they also took my motor that they also.
Oh.
So they, in a sense, took two of my cars. I didn't have a license at the time, so the cops weren't very helpful on getting it back for me and got impounded. And,
you had two cars but no license?
And they're like, yeah, buddy, we're on it. Uh-huh.
They're like, well, what the heck? I was like, oh, you got to get to work somehow.
I'm sure they love that answer. You want to know one of the craziest car stealing? Not my car, but I remember a few years ago, a house in our development, they were still building houses. So there was a house that wasn't fully built, went on fire. It was awful. Like, I mean, it was like just a couple houses from us. It could have been really bad. A couple of the houses had massive fire damage. Someone had to move out. And it was terrible. I'm like, was this an electrical issue? You know, you start thinking, I'm like, is our house safe? Like, did they build these houses bad? And then finally I ran into the lady that was like the on-site realtor. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, you won't believe what happened. Somebody stole a car, drove it into our development, parked it in the garage that wasn't done yet, set the car on fire, and then it set the house on fire. And I was like, wow, that was a rather crazy. It was like, in a way, I felt better knowing that. I was like, okay, at least the houses are built well, you know, because I was a little scared it was an electrical issue. But still, that was bonkers.
From like an action movie.
It was crazy.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever had your car stolen, and where did it end up? Johnny Brown, tell us your car theft story.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What up, Johnny?
Oh, man, I got my car stolen right out in front of my house. I had a for sale sign on it, and the next day I came out, it was gone. The cops found it a day later. They took my low-profile wheels off and put some regular wheels on, stole my stereo and my hands-free inside the vehicle. I felt violated.
Oh,
it's the worst feeling.
I was going to sell it for $3,000, and I ended up just taking it to pull apart and gave it to him for $200. That's how violated I felt.
That's brutal.
Somebody texted me, my car was stolen, then it was caught in a shootout. The most Tacoma thing ever.
Wow. Billy Joe is in Tacoma.
What?
Do you have another crazy Tacoma car theft story?
Yeah, my daughter called me one night freaking out because her car got stolen. So I told her to call the cops. And she calls the cops, and they find the car across the street from her apartment at Tacoma Community College, still running. It was a Kia, so they had busted out the driver's the steering wheel and drove it over across the street. The cops got a hold of her, and they were like, we found it. It's just across the street. Usually we have these cars towed, but since you're just across the street, do you want to just come get it? So she was like, yeah. Then she got it back over to her house. Turns out she has a bad habit of not filling the gas tank up, so there was very little gas in the gas tank.
To be honest with you, I thought you were going to say the person who stole it filled up the gas tank.
Yeah, they were like, they looked at the gas tank and were like, no, we can't get anywhere with this. We're just going to park it.
Just leave it running.
How about this texter said, my Honda Accord was stolen. They drove it off the Tacoma Narrows boat launch after a high-speed chase. Oh, wow. Total loss.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.